just gonna say a couple quick words and then lead us in prayer. I only met this wonderful, wonderful woman 3 times, and I can truly say in those 3 meetings that she impacted my life to the level of what I've been hearing around this room all day. Everything I heard, I kind of feel like me, Travis. I thought it was just me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she impacted everyone's life this year. She's such an incredible, special lady. And from the first time I met her, she just reminded me of the kind of grandma everybody wishes that they had. And even for just a couple of years, I looked at her as that way for me. Just an awesome, incredible person. Never judge anyone, always with a smile on her face, even all that she was going through. Just an incredible, incredible lady. So I'm glad I got the chance for just a few meetings to enjoy what so many of you have enjoyed for so many years. Let's close our eyes for a moment, please. Jesus, we love you. We are so grateful for you. So grateful that you came, that you lived, that you died, and you rose again. And we're so thankful that today we get to come together and celebrate the incredible life of one of your incredible creations. We thank you so much for Carol Koski. We thank you for the opportunity we all had to be part of her life and to have her be part of ours. And we're thankful that over 2,000 years ago, you came to this earth. Even before she breathed one breath upon this earth. And you said, Carol, you're so special to me. I will allow thorns to be pushed into my skull. I will allow nails to be nailed into my hands, into my feet, my side to be pierced, to be spat upon, ridiculed, mocked, and beaten, even though I am the Savior of the world. I will do it, and I will do it for all, and I will do it for her. We're so grateful that you made such a decision for all of us. We're so grateful that you thought of her in such a way. And so I ask, Lord, in this place today, that anyone who has any struggles or grief when it comes to missing seeing her beautiful smile here on this earth, I ask that you would remind them that when you were here on this earth and someone dear and close to you passed, that you wept too. So it's okay to weep. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have those sad moments. It's okay to have them at the most seemingly inopportune times. It's okay. And that you're right there with them in those moments. I ask, Lord, that you would also pour a spirit of peace upon them to carry them through that moment. A peace that, as your word said, surpasses all understanding. And Lord, I pray that every last one of us in this room would remember her life, remember how she lived it, and try to emulate such a life and be able to live a life that's fully blessed and to be a blessing. And finally, Lord, I pray that every person in this room would make that decision within their heart. Jesus, you did all that for me. The very least I can do for you is give you my life. Because you came, you lived, and you died, and you rose again for my life. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this celebration. Most of all, we thank you that every day, every moment, we can celebrate you. We just bless your name and thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you did in the incredible life of Carol Koski. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.